Hello, everyone. I was just really talking. This is your girl, Miss Renee, and I just wanted to talk about some of the important things that are going on right now in the notary community. And so the only way that I know how to approach this is to completely talking about the different types of things that are going on. So one of the things that I specifically made this topic be true to just the fear of failing, right? The fear of failing is so important to being a business owner, okay? So being a business owner, you want to make sure that you set reserve spaces to fail. And I like to call fail is first in attempt in lesson, right? And it's always a lesson in everything that you do, right? So one of the things that I particularly want to talk about is failure. Failure is so important. Failure is the important because in failure, you reach understanding. With failure, you reach knowledge. With failure, you reach the ability to move forward to be successful, right? And I want to share an audio clip with you. An audio clip is so important because I can talk for a long time, but having you hear it from a different angle is just going to stress the point. Is that when you have several failures, when you have several attempt in things, you're just going to reach greatness. Some of the world-renowned people, they're failed. We don't hear it all the time that they failed, but I'm here to tell you that they did. And I'm going to talk about two. And when I talk about two, it's going to give you the understanding that it's okay to fail in the notary business. It's okay. We fear it. I feared it, right? What if I say this wrong? What if I do that wrong? What if my front office is not right? What if I write off the wrong thing for expenses? What if I get denied for a business credit? What if, they tell me applying to a company that I don't have enough experience, right? What if I attempt and I do an interview, I'm not successful, right? Failure is always going to be fearful, but don't let that define who you are. Don't let it define you, right? Because if you allow failure to define you're limiting your capability. Right? And I don't want that to happen. So I hear a lot of people that are fearful of failing, but you won't know that you fail until you actually try, right? So let me play this clip of this audio, and it's like 60 seconds, and it gets straight to the point of what I'm about to talk about and how I failed and how I continue to fail. Most of people may think that Miss Notary consultant Miss Renee is so successful. In the eyes of someone that's starting off, you may see that. In my eyes, I'm not a millionaire net yet. So I guess I am going to fail to get to that point, right? So this clip is Barack Obama talking about two renowned world leaders about how they failed. It's a 60-second clip. Stay tuned.
Successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and misses thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed." These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time. Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling's, who wrote Harry Potter. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time.
This is so crucial. So what he talked about is, and I'm going to be honest, I am a Harry Potter fan. A Harry Potter fan. I watched all the movies. I read the books. But guess what? I never seen or heard KJ Rowling's voice and never seen what she looked like. How can you have done all of that? I don't know. Growing up, that was just the case of what was going on. So for me to hear someone that was part of my life, right? As I would define, right? She failed. And she failed over and over and over and over. So those of you don't know who I'm talking about J.K. Rowling. Okay? She is the author of Harry Potter. Okay? And this woman got rejected 12 times before she was able to get published. Okay? 12 times. The series that is like one of the top series books out there, a New York bestseller. Like, it's just amazing. But you never would have known that, right? That she failed that many times to be successful, right? In her own eyes, right? And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. I'm here to talk to you about how failing once, and failing once does not define you. And be prepared to fail, right? When you be prepared to fail, you're only going to be successful. So what I'm trying to say is, you applied to Banxer, right? You failed. You applied to your first business trade line. You failed. You did your taxes for the first time and you owed. You failed. You tried to do a business plan, but it didn't go that well. And you failed, right? These are different things that are going to take your business to the next level, but you failed at doing it, right? You wanted to go to that title company and you market to them, and they never really gave you the job. You failed the first time, the second time, the third time. So what do you do next? How do you move forward, right? You hired the wrong tax professional. Well, you didn't know what you're doing. You got an LLC thinking that was great, and then in the state of California, it's $800 and you didn't pay. So therefore, you wasn't eligible for business loans or grant because now your entity is not active. It's suspended. You're going to fail because what you did not know. When we come into entrepreneurship, people do not tell us what we need to know, right? We research, we research, we research, we research, and we try and hope for the best, right? So most of you that are listening are trying to see what's the best entity, what is the best opportunity to grow your business, what is the best title company or move, what is the best marketing strategy, what is the best tax professional, what can you write off, especially tax season is coming. You do not know what is best and you will fail, but you have to keep going. You have to go through the challenge and have a caution, have a reserve for failure. If you don't have a caution for failure, you will never be successful. if you start something and it didn't go the way that you planned, you're going to fail. Trust me. There has been signing services that I applied to and they denied me. Freaking the NNA denied me. If you really know my story, the NNA denied me. I'm military. I have a good clearance. Why did I get denied? But let me tell you a little bit. My driver's record was not the best. In my 20s, baby, in my 20s, I had a heavy foot, right? The world was mine and you couldn't tell me nothing, right? Man, I'm in the military. I got, you know, clearance and I got my degrees and I am, you know, not young anymore. You couldn't tell me nothing, right? But when they said that I am a notary, but I can't be a loan signing agent in the eyes of the NNA, it really destroyed me a little bit. Because, and that's what I failed. I failed at providing a really great driving record in order to be a great notary, right? But if you really know my story, the moment that I was able to figure out another plan, right? I then became successful and was able to scale my business. I didn't let that failure define me, right? And then I also had, if you really heard my story, I had people in my life that I looked up to that was mentored that told me, you're going to fail with having a signing service. You should not do that. You're too new. Well, I lost a huge client, right? But that didn't define me. I still do orders in Hawaii, New York, Florida, Missouri, right? California. But I learned. So in the word fail is first in learning, first in lesson, first in attempt of lesson, first in attempt of learning, right? That's what the word fail means. And you really have to understand what is going on, right? I talk about this concept because people come to me, I go to people and I'm like, how can I be you? Or how can I get to your level of success? How can I do more? How can I be better? How can I be greater? They always say, you gotta fail multiple times in order for you to get to the next level. If you heard the clip, the clip was saying from Barack Obama that Michael Jordan failed. One of the things that he failed was not just from playing basketball. Well, it was basketball, but did y'all really know that Michael Jordan wasn't really interested in basketball at the beginning? His love was baseball, right? And then he joined his high school team and he got cut. And on top of that, One of his like records of facts of just what he put out was that I missed more than 9,000 shots in his career. I have lost 300 games and 26 times I've been trusted to take the winning shot and missed. I fell over and over and over again in my life. That is a famous quote from Michael Jordan. Okay. One of the world renowned athletes, right? And also on top of that, one of the world-renowned authors says that it is impossible to live without falling at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not even live. If you're not failing, you ain't living. If you ain't living, what is the point of being here, right? Because in businesses, the people that you look up, the entrepreneurs, the people that made it, trust me, if you really know their story, they failed. They failed. Like one of my really good friends, she is a millionaire. And she told me, my first business I failed, but my second business, I became a millionaire. The same woman that I know from college She said, the first business I did, I failed. But the second business, I became a millionaire. She became a millionaire before 30 years old. I personally thought that failed. I was like, man, one of my really good goals is, you know, doing this thing is to make, if you really know who I am, one of the major things that I really wanted was to make 30 under 30. Forbes. That was like one of my biggest goals in the last like 5 years. And so to some that really knows me, they said I failed. They would think like, but they're not going to say that to me. But to me, I was failed. But then soonly I realized there's a 40 out of 44, which got me excited. And some of the people that make it, they make it by just early 30s. They just kind of missed the cutoff on 30 under 30 Forbes. But my whole point is I wouldn't appreciate it that if it was given to me, because I didn't fail enough, right? I failed in being a loan signing agent. I failed at being a signing service, but that didn't define me, right? I failed at getting accepted to MROC, right? My first go around, I got a denial letter, right? BankServe, I got a denial letter, right? But then one of the things is, I was like, I gotta get through. They don't want me to come through the front, but I'm gonna go through the back, the side, the rooftop. I'm getting through, right? I'm getting through because I know failure is just gonna teach me a lesson, right? Something that I gotta do better. Something I have to want more. Something I gotta go through this to get to where I'm going, right? So I really wanted to discuss this topic because people are fearful to fail. People in the notary community, you see somebody else win and you try to mock the same thing, and it's, you don't get the same results. You don't know what they went through, and you don't know what is meant for you. Your life, your DNA is completely different than my DNA and from there. And if you're a believer, baby, you know that your destiny is for you and you only, right? So I don't know who needs to hear this message, but this message is real. Even if life took a toll on you, you had so many goals in 2022, and you were just like, I got my vision plan, I got everything set up. But then eventually it didn't go as planned, right? You gained more weight. You, what would you call it? Your cash flow was a little bit lower. Some people are saying that it's a little bit slow loan signing. I don't think so, right? I get orders coming through our company a lot, so I don't think it's so. But it didn't plan out. 2022 coming out the gates. We are about 8 weeks in and it just didn't go well, right? It just didn't go well. But do you give up? Or do you say that you failed? Maybe you did. And if you accept that, you know that March is coming around the corner, right? March is coming around the corner and we got nothing but success, because you knew what 8 weeks did to you. So now the next 8 weeks is game time, right? You're learning to play. You know that you got a reserve that is set for you. You got, if you was listening to the previous messages, you know that you got a plan. You know that you're running the half a marathon, right? We talked about the half a marathon challenge. Right. And in that, to run a half a marathon in our business is going to take 1 year, 1 month and 6 days. You're going to fail. You may not reach all five milestones that we set up. Right. You may not reach it. And it's OK. But it's not OK to give up. OK, so let's just say you had one coach and it just didn't go well. You pay for this product and you didn't do it. Let me just tell you a little secret. Y'all ready for this? Last year, I spent over $30,000 in courses that I pay for to scale me, right? Every coach has a coach, right? That's what I did. And I feel like I failed. Why? Because I had the tendency, the buyer tendency. I need that, so I buy it. I need that. It's great. In reality, I didn't even touch none of them. In reality, I didn't touch any of them, right? I didn't touch the fact that I wanted it, so I purchased it, but I never looked at it. So I feel that I wasted my money and I failed. So what do you do from there? You don't give up. You stay in the game. You stay running. You learn from that. You write that down. You put it on your whiteboard and you breathe and you live another day. I promise you, people look at this notary industry and they say, oh my God, there's so much money to make. Yeah, it is. I believe it. I believe it. You can build anything, even if you want to stay in it, even if you want this to be the vehicle for you to just come in, make some quick cash that is legal, and then go somewhere else. This notary industry is here for you. But it's not easy, you guys. It's not easy. And I'm not going to lie to you. Because if you're building this as a business, if you're not building this as a business, guess what? You may have less failures, but if you're building as a business, you're going to have so many. Like, how many people have commingled their funds already? So if you don't know what that means, let me tell you. Let the accountant tell you, okay? For those of you who are new listening, I am a corporate accountant. I spent 10 years, a whole entire decade plus, building other corporate businesses from Fortune 500 companies and everything. But let me tell you something that most people haven't heard. Piercing the corporate veil. Do you know what that is? If you are an LLC, if you are a corporation, or if you file for the elective for S corporation, you may never heard of piercing the corporate veil. That's critical for a business owner. What does that mean? Stop commingling your funds. Stop not paying your taxes. Stop not having the correct forms that you need. Stop signing documents that not. Stop getting checks in your name when you know that you got a business bank account. You have a business. These are all the things that you need to stop doing, okay? Because, yeah, you failed. You didn't know. You didn't know all these things. It's okay. But I'm here to tell you that piercing the corporate veil is kind of in a concept of like a bubble, right? Let's just say everything around me is in a bubble. It's protected. Anything outside of it is not protected, right? So what that means is, if I walk up the street and it's not in the bubble, it's not protected. So therefore, that's the veil, right? That's the protection, right? So if you go outside of this, you're not protected. So there's multiple ways of not being protected. You got a check in your name, but you cashed it into your business account, but the check was in your name. That's not good. When you went to Costco and you saw that paper on sale, or you went to Walmart, but you went to Walmart for household things, right? But then you actually purchased that paper too, but it wasn't on your business account. That's commingling. That you up here doing events and you signing these contracts in your personal name and you representing your business, that's not okay. When you're not filing the appropriate annual report paperwork that you need, that's not okay. So it's very important for you to understand, what is a LLC? What is a corporation? What is being a business owner in the notary industry? People don't like to talk about this stuff, but I promise you, you do one thing wrong, they don't be coming after You and freezing all of your personal accounts. And then when you try to go to court, the judge is going to say, well, you've been doing all the things that you pierced your corporate veil, right? So we're going to freeze your PayPal account. We're going to freeze your personal account. We're going to freeze everything because you have no records that you've been operating like a business. Some people right now even listening, they don't have a business account. You're not even considered a real business if you don't got a business bank account. Let's just be truthful, right? But you jumped in the game. I'm just letting you know that this message is only for you to say you're going to fail with being a business owner, but don't let no one else fail in the things that you have learned. Okay. So the things that I have learned over the years, I'm going to continue to share. I'm going to continue to give notary gems. I'm going to continue. If you follow the notary gems in Clubhouse at 3 a.m. East, 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I drop knowledge for 3 hours. In 2021, it was 4 hours. I had to cut it. And I give knowledge on top of knowledge on top of knowledge on top of knowledge in regards to how to functionally grow. What is the play of growth? How do you be sustainable? And how do you make it through failure? Let me play this one more time, because for those that are still here, maybe you haven't heard the audio. Let me play the audio one more time to help you understand where we are going, okay? And for the connect and make that connection that everyone needs.
Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time. Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you.
The last part is just, you cannot let failure define you. You have to have failure teach you. So all the things that I already talked about from the beginning of Michael Jordan's story, from J.K. Rowling's story of Harry Potter, of just how many times it took them to get to where they are, right? Michael Jordan, like literally 26 times, he was trusted to make the winning shot and he missed it. J.K. Rowling's got denied 12 times before she was able to publish a whole series. So if these world-renowned people can fail and talk about it and not let it define them, then anything that we do as a notary is just another lesson of life, because we're going to get better and better and better and better and better. And then the next notary that comes around, we can tell them, just listen to what I'm saying, because I don't want you to fail in this, but have more steps to fail in something else. Okay. So with that being said, I just wanted everyone to hear that failure is not to be fearful. Failure is something that it can teach you about being a business owner and get you to the next level, the next stage. So I encourage everyone to try to level up their business, understand what the play is, write a business manuscript of where you're going to be in the next year. 1 year, 1 month, and 6 days. Run the half a marathon with us. And if you want to learn more of the play of just how I personally failed to get to where I am, where I have various income streams from just the notary industry, then join me at the Sustainable Notary Conference. That is considered June 18 and 19, which is on Juneteenth. It's in about 3 to 4 months. It's a Saturday and Sunday, and it is in the Hilton Hotel, which is nothing but amazing. And it's a great opportunity for you to learn around like-minded people to scale, grow, and learn from other people's failures, right? So therefore, you don't have to make the same mistakes, and you can learn the play sooner than later. Right now, because of that, towards the end of the month, we have a huge discount that is going on, and I'll put it on the screen. This discount for the Sustainable Notary Conference is a total of 15% off for anyone that put the code in Black 15 for Black History Month. Black 15 will allow you to get 15% off on any tier ticket for you to learn more about the notary industry, learn how to scale your business, learn how to bring in multiple income streams and get to the next level. Right. So I put that in there. And if you want to go, put Black 15 to get 15% off on the early bird special, and you'll be able to reach the next level in your notary business by continuing to grow, to continue to listen to other people's failure. If I did not accept this, my friend that who's a millionaire, and I got a couple of them, I'm just not there yet. Right. But with that being said, one of the lessons of listening and seeing her lifestyle, I was able to understand that she failed in her first business before she got her second business. Okay. And the lessons that I knew that, hey, I'm going to have some failures, because in order for me to be successful, it's part of the game. Okay. So, I really think that this is a really great opportunity for you guys to just kind of listen to someone who came from corporate to entrepreneurship and still failed and still growing and still growing and not fearful to fail, right? You didn't get that order. Okay, cool. You got denied from that title company. Okay, well, I think you got to keep going, right? If I would have just stopped at the age of 15 and said, life is over, I wouldn't have been able to see how beautiful the world is, right? I left my house when I was 13. I became independent at 15, right? But then I said, I'm not going to stop living. If I would have stopped living, I wouldn't even gain any of the success that I have. Right? And whatever success mean to you, right? Success can be, hey, I purchased a house. Success can be, hey, I got my first order. Success can be, hey, I made my first $1,000, or I made an extra amount of money. Success can be anything that you need for success to be. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I hope that I see you Juneteenth. Take care.